We're in the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simen Resh Ayin Aleph, which we've been discussing some of the laws of Kiddush. The Mechaber continues in the next Sif Dalet that says, Asulitom Klum Koidim Shikadish. A person is not allowed to have anything to eat, nothing to drink, can't even taste anything until Kiddush is made. Now, feel Mayim. A person is not even allowed to have water. Now, this is specifically referring to Friday night. We're not referring to the next morning. When it comes to Shabbos morning, a person is allowed to wake up and have a cup of water. And we'll discuss the reason for it at greater length. But the idea is that a person, upon waking up on Shabbos morning, is not able to make Kiddush. Because it's necessary to have Kiddush Makam Suda, you have to have at least something to eat, like some substance, like mazonos, cake, whatnot. And a person's allowed to eat that before Shacharis. So this is only referring to Friday night, that a person, as soon as Shabbos begins, you're not allowed to eat or drink even water. It's not that this really happens very often. But let's say a person is already in the middle of a meal. You have to stop your meal. Not only that, let's say, right before Shabbos, you're having a meal which also has wine in it. Below Birchas Hayayin, which is something which you're probably not very accustomed to, but since you already have in a meal wine, you've already said Bere Per Gafen, so there's no hefsik, you're still in the middle of this meal, so you're not going to make the bracha on the wine, but you would still make the bracha on Mekadesh HaShabbos, which is the other part of the Kiddush of Friday night. The Acher Kach Mevarach Birchas HaMotzi, then you would make the bracha of HaMotzi. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah says that even a person who's in the middle of a meal, that it's necessary to stop, Sarach LaHafsik, once Shabbos begins, says, V'afagav, dehiskel beheter, even though we discuss whether a person is allowed to have certain foods close to the onset of Shabbos, nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you are have something to eat with permission, Shani Hoch, it's different here, the Kiddush Shayach Lesuda. That in order to be able to connect this meal you're eating that's connected to Shabbos, Kiddush must be made. It's necessary, it has to be together with a meal, as well as before the meal. And therefore, if a person is already in the middle of a meal, you have to make Kiddush of some way, say Mekadesh Shabbos, or if you didn't have wine in it, then you have to make the whole Kiddush, even in the middle of the meal, because that is, as we know, first you make Kiddush, and then you have your Suda. But now the Mishnah Berurah focuses its attention on this idea that asulitom, you're not allowed to eat anything, you can't drink anything at all. Now, what is this prohibition? The Mishnah Berurah says, Zehu rak isid rabban. This is not an isid raisa. It's not found anywhere in the Torah such a prohibition that a person is not allowed to drink or eat on Friday night before Kiddush is made. But the reason the Rabbanan instituted this, that one is not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush, is kivan de chiyuv shel ha-kiddush chol miyad v'chnisa Shabbos, that once Shabbos begins, you automatically have on you this obligation to make Kiddush. V'filu kibul of Shabbos behedya, even if you didn't accept Shabbos, but it happens to be the sun sets Friday night, it is Shabbos whether you accepted it or not. And therefore, as soon as Shabbos comes, you have upon you a chiyuv to make Kiddush. Kivan shenasa samech hashecha. And once it's shkia, even though it's this time called ben hashmashos, so which we're not 100% sure whether it's actually nighttime yet until the stars come out, memil chol of Shabbos. We still say Shabbos has fallen upon you, and therefore at that point Kiddush must be said, and therefore until Kiddush is said, you can't eat anything. Memkimo olav Shabbos.
I feel. We should make Kiddush before davening.
What?
Before
you eat. You can daven, but you can't, you're not allowed to eat. Okay. V'afilu, and he said, V'im kibo lav Shabbos. Let's say you accepted Shabbos, v'afilu then yom gadol din ahachi. Let's say it's in the summer. So you can say, well, I finished davening Maariv, and I look outside, and it's still light out, because we accepted Shabbos by Plaga Mincha right afterwards. And so maybe I can eat something. After all, it's not dark, it's not really Shabbos. No. Once you're Mekabel Shabbos, it doesn't matter if the sun's up or the sun's down. Regardless, for you it's Shabbos, and therefore you have the chiyuv of making Kiddush before you eat or drink. The Imrotz of Mekabel Shabbos Mibod Yom, Lekadish Echol, Spinal Arvis, Afar Balayla Rashai. This is not something which everyone's familiar with. This is something I used to always do when I was in Miami. I used to work at a hotel. That we would be Mekabel Shabbos, and we would make Kiddush, we would eat, and then afterwards we'd to Daven Mariv, afterwards, once it was dark, that's permissible. So it's not necessary for you to Daven Mariv before your Su'uda. Of course, there's the problem, the potential of missing Mariv, falling asleep, but the person is allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos even before one davens marv. That's something a lot of people do. People who are machped to daven marv only after Seitzah Kochavim, after the stars have come out. Just to share with you one other thought, brought down the Piskei Tshuvos, regarding eating or even drinking before one makes Kiddush. So he said you're not allowed to drink water. Now, what does that mean? What is the problem of drinking water? So the Mishnah Berurah says that there is a heter. There is a time in which one is allowed to drink water. He says Rashai Lir, he's not to drink water, but to come in contact with water. He says Rashai Lirchotz Piv B'mayim. One is allowed to rinse their mouth with water, even though inevitably you're going to be tasting water, assuming it has some type of taste. Kivan the Einu Mechavin L'Hanos T'Ima. You have no kavana. Your intention is not to enjoy the water, to maybe drink some of it, but rather just to rinse your mouth out. So you're allowed to rinse your mouth out with water before Kiddush, because it's connected to some level of hana. A person derives hana from water really by swallowing it because they're thirsty. So that person's allowed to rinse their mouth out with water. It's not a problem. We're not concerned that some of the water may be consumed. And on this, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us the following interesting heter. He says, according to this, Efshir, it's possible, hater kishisrich mlikach tavaris lerfua lefne kiddush ligmoik sas mayim. A person has pills, you know, antibiotics, whatever. So the question is it necessary for you to wait to take your medication until after you've made kiddush? Or are you allowed to take your medication? Well, to swallow a pill is not a problem. The question is, if I can't swallow a pill unless I take water, is that an issue? Well, generally speaking, when it comes to making a bracha on water, you have to make a bracha on water, shakol. But if it's just to swallow a pill, you're not deriving any hanach from it, so then the bracha is not recited. Similarly, he brings down this idea that if you need to take medication, you don't have to wait until you've made kiddush. Even though it's already Shabbos, you could take your medicine with ksas mayim, with a little bit of water. Kivon she'ein kan hanas t'ima, you're not doing this to derive benefit from the water. Then mevarchin al mayim, you don't make a bracha on the water either. The whole reason why you're drinking the water is just to swallow down the pill. Therefore, that's permissible. Furthermore, v'ish matirin b'ishish kvar hadlika neros Shabbos v'tzama ma'od mayim. You have a woman that doesn't make kiddush, and she's washed, she's already lit the Shabbos candles. So the question is she allowed to drink if she's extremely thirsty? So some people say that's okay. The Eishlat Sahar, because she's in a lot of pain, she's very, very thirsty, and she has to wait another hour until the meal starts, so we're not going to require her to do that. So Muteres Lishtos, we allow her to drink a little bit of water. It's not necessarily for the hana, it's to remove tsar. There's a difference in halacha between the two, and therefore that's permissible as well. Vishmaturin afshar mashkin. Other liquids, other drinks are permissible as well. Utimas davar ma shimitsaras harbe. If she's in a lot of tsar, a lot of anguish, then other drinks are permissible as well. Vishmaturin af bebin ashmashos. Some say even if it's after Shkia, provided that it's not before Seitzah Kochavim. And we'll conclude with the last idea. It says, V'kol mikra, in all situations, you call it Isha Chalusha. You have a woman who is not feeling well. She's weak. Omuveris Manika. Let's say she's nursing or she's pregnant. She's allowed to make the following condition. Shein mekabela Shabbos b'hadlakas neros. That I'm not accepting Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. B'shul yechol lechol v'lishtos. Then she can continue to eat and to drink, even though she's lit the Shabbos candles. Kol tzarcha ad samuch shkiyas hachama, until it's finally sunset.